Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And today's message is very simple. It's very straightforward and easy to remember. It's keep going. I've had a really rough week, to be honest. I've been thrown back in my health journey, so to say, and I've had a hard time for a couple of days. I've talked about mental health before, and I don't want to go into detail about it again because I want this episode to be really positive and uplifting. But still, it's important to remember that hard days and hard times are part of life. Life is not a straight line that goes up all the time. There are going to be bumps along the way, ups and downs, and weird funks that we're in. But it's important to have certain things in place that help us. That could be family, friends, professional help, or certain aspects of our lifestyle, like being creative, or working out, or being in nature. Those are all really helpful and great outlets. They are healthy in general, but especially in times when we struggle, they can be literal lifesavers. So as I said, I don't want to go into detail about how I felt and what happened and why. I guess to a lot of people it won't be really understandable. Neither my symptoms, nor my feelings, nor the circumstances that led to my state. And it doesn't really matter, to be honest, because we're all individuals and we all struggle with our unique problems. And this isn't just a short reminder that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And it's hard to see when you're in the tunnel and you don't see the end. It feels like darkness is gonna stay around you forever, but it's not true. There's always going to be something positive along the way and at the end of your struggles. So it's really important to keep going. Even if you need to take a break in between, that's okay. Resettle, get back on track, and you'll get there, wherever there is for you. So I really don't have a lot more to share. I'm looking forward to Easter a lot. I love this time of year, not as much as I love Christmas, because Christmas is my absolute favorite time of the year, but Easter is a very special time, and it's growing on me more and more every single year. I think as I become older, I understand a lot better what Easter stands for, and that it's a time of renewal and, let's say, purification. I mean, what Easter symbolizes or stands for is actually that all of our sins are being taken away through the burden that Christ bears for mankind. And he sacrificed his own life to save us. That's what us Christians believe. Easter is a beautiful metaphor also for times when you struggle. I mean, even Christ doubted God in a moment of despair. And that shows us that it's normal to doubt ourselves also, to doubt the circumstances, to doubt God, to doubt in general. But what really matters is what happens after. The resurrection, coming back to life. So through your struggle, you're being reborn. Through your struggle, you're being renewed. And through your struggle, you're being strengthened. And a new you is the result. And this new you is so much more equipped to deal with whatever struggle there is in front of you than the old you. So you should be really thankful for all of your experiences. And I love Easter for many different reasons, but that's the main reason. It shows me that there is hope. There is always hope. And I hope that you realize that that's the truth and that you can take that on for your life in your way and carry on and keep going. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot. And I wish you a very beautiful Easter time with your family, I hope. And I'll be back next week. Probably. Stay tuned. Bye.